Now, in your opinion, just based on what you've heard people say and what you say yourself, will either y'all or you all be used as a singular form, that is to just one person? You all come back now, say to just one individual. Or would it always be used to two or more?
Probably more than one.
But it wouldn't be terribly surprising if you heard it to one person.
No, it wouldn't.
Now, speaking of this term, you've been to a party and started to leave, and you're asking about your coat, and someone, you might say, where are
the coats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, suppose that you hadn't gone to a party, but some friends of yours had, and you wanted to ask about who'd been there. You'd say, now,
who all was there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, suppose you're talking about a speaker's remarks. Maybe you missed a sermon at church, and you wanted to know what the preacher had to say. You might say,
what did he talk about?
Mm-hmm. Now, here's some sayings, like, if no one else will look out for someone, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if there's no one else to do something for someone, you say he had better do it
by himself, for himself.
Or just, if no one else will do it, he better do it
himself.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about breads yesterday, and the wheat breads and the corn breads that your mother in particular would have made at home. What would you call the bread that you didn't make at home, that was made of wheat flour? The kind you bought.
You mean just bakery?
What would you have called it earlier, before you called it a bakery? You go to the store and buy it. You had what kind of bread?
Malt bread.
And what different kinds of wheat breads would your mother have made? Can you remember?
No. During my lifetime, she might have baked homemade bread. It would have been a treat to have had homemade bread. She did have cornbread, and she made biscuits.
Now, did she make different kinds of cornbread?
No, they might have been in different forms, like muffin or the cornstick type. But it was always the same formula. But usually she makes it in an iron skillet, just around.
And I believe you said she usually made buttermilk.
Yes.
And would you ever have things for breakfast that you fry, like a batter and fry them?
Corn cakes.
And then if you made them out of wheat flour instead of cornmeal, what would you call them?
We didn't have any of that. Now, I'll tell you another thing that we did have. We had the... Since you said that, we used to take what you make cornbread out of and fry it, and you use that for a bread at lunch.
And what'd you call that?
Fritters.
And how would you eat it?
Just pick it up in your hand like you did a slice of bread. Mm-hmm. Put butter on it. Mm-hmm. I'd forgotten about that. That was one of the first things I learned to cook.
Did you ever make the sweet breads that you fried in deep fat? They had a hole in the middle.
You mean donut? Once in a great while, that would have been one of those that you made. It was a treat.
Mm-hmm. And if you put jelly in them, what would you call those?
A jelly roll.
Any of the shapes that they might have come in, that you might have made them in, besides the round ones and the jelly ones?
No, not that I... And when I think of a jelly roll, I'm really thinking of a jelly roll. You know there's a difference.
You mean the kind that you'd actually,
mm-hmm.
would actually roll out?
Mm-hmm. But of course that would be I put in a cake, mm-hmm. category.
Well, what did you have to use with the wheat flour to make the bread rise?
Well, you use baking powder mostly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes you use a little cake or something.